Tibetan Buddhism has ongoing reports of the rainbow body to this very day, in which people transform their physical bodies into a new, rainbow-colored energetic form after many years of practice. In many cases, they would complete this process of transformation by meditating in a cave. When they come out and are ready to graduate to this next level of their own evolution, they will often push their hand or foot directly into the stone. They can now easily flip the stone molecules into time-space and leave an impression behind. And some of these handprints and footprints have been photographed and published online. There are fully 160,000 documented cases of the rainbow body in Tibet and India alone. Kathok Monastery in Eastern Kham in Sichuan Province, China, has records indicating that over 100,000 within the Kathok lineage achieved this state since its founding in the 12th century, while nearby Dzogchen Monastery had 60,000 lineage holders reach such a state since the monastery was established in the 17th century. Both monasteries are of the Nyingma sect. I first heard about this when I read Dream Yoga and the Practice of Natural Light by Namkhai Norbu Rinpoche. Here's a particularly good description of the process. Body of Light, Tibetan Jalos, also known as the Rainbow Body. Certain realized beings achieve the transformation of their ordinary bodies into a body of light. In this process, the physical body dissolves into its natural state, which is that of clear light. As the elements of the body are purified, they transform from their gross manifestation, body, flesh, bone, etc., into their pure essence as the five colors, blue, green, white, red, and golden yellow. As the body dissolves into these five colors, a rainbow is formed, and all that remains of the physical body are fingernails and hair. 20th century practitioners of Dzogchen who have attained the body of light include the teachers and family members of Namkhai Norbu Rinpoche. For example, his uncle Urgyen Danzin Togden, his two teachers Changchub Dorje and Ayu Khandro, and Changchub Dorje's master Nyala Pema Dendul. As reported in 2002, David Steindl Rast, a Benedictine monk, proposed a scientific investigation of the rainbow body phenomenon with the Institute of Noetic Sciences and got an enthusiastic approval. Steindl Rast explains the effect it would have if this phenomenon were studied and widely acknowledged as genuine. If we can establish as an anthropological fact that what is described in the resurrection of Jesus has not only happened to others, but is happening today, it would put our view of human potential in a completely different light. Steindl Rast then contacted Father Francis Tiso, an ordained Catholic priest who frequently visited Tibet, and encouraged him to explore recent cases of rainbow body and document his findings. Tiso explored the case of Kenpo Akchos, a Gelugpa monk from Kham, Tibet, who died in 1998. Tiso located the village where he died and recorded multiple interviews with eyewitnesses to Kenpo Achos's death. The witnesses said Kenpo Achos had a warm, spiritual nature that touched everyone he met. This was a very interesting man aside from the way he died. Everyone mentioned his faithfulness to his vows, his purity of life, and how he often spoke of the importance of cultivating compassion. He had the ability to teach even the roughest and toughest of types how to be a little gentler, a little more mindful. To be in the man's presence changed people. The witnesses reported a rainbow appearing over Kenpo Achos's hut a few days before he died, and that dozens of rainbows appeared in the sky afterward. He was not sick, and nothing appeared to be wrong with him. He simply chanted a mantra. According to the eyewitnesses, After his breath stopped, his flesh became kind of pinkish. One person said it turned brilliant white. All said it started to shine. Lama Achos suggested wrapping his friend's body in a yellow robe, the type all Gelug monks wear. As the days passed, they maintained they could see through the robe that his bones and his body were shrinking. They also heard beautiful, mysterious music coming from the sky, and they smelled perfume. After 7 days, they removed the yellow cloth, and no body remained. Lama Norta and a few other individuals claimed that after his death, Kenpo Achos appeared to them in visions and dreams. Lama Achos told Tiso that it takes 60 years of intensive practice to achieve the rainbow body.